SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
A group of First Nations students has been engaged in work to restore an iconic 1960s Chrysler Valiant at Charles Darwin University in Alice Springs. The project has not only transformed the car, but it has also changed the students' automotive skills and workplace credentials. Shane Gagan, automotive lecturer at Charles Darwin University, is one of the mentors for the Aboriginal students. Shane Gagan is joining us on NITV Radio to explore the restoration project, the significance and opportunities for the students involved. Welcome to NITV Radio, Shane.
Thank you very much.
You're one of the leaders in this transformative restoration project involving students from various communities across the Northern Territory. And it's said that the project will have a significant impact on the students' education and career pathways.
Yeah, certainly. So we've got a bit of a cohort of students that come from all around the Territory, from Borroloola, from Elliot, from Papunya, Yuendamu, all over the place. We've got kids that come from the communities all over the place. They come to Urara High School, and then they come on once or twice a week when we can get them here. They come here and they come and get involved in our classes and get dirty in the automotive program. At this stage, they've been working flat out to try and rebuild and restore the engine and the transmission for the Cuz Congress car, so we can achieve our end goal and have it in the street parade for the Red Centre Nats in 2023.
Now, the Valiant involved in this restoration project is not just any other car. It's a car with a significant meaning.
So, Cuz Congress was a superhero in a documentary or a short story a long time ago. So the car means a lot to people, a lot to some of the elders and some of the locals around here that know the car really well and know the story. When we have some of the young Indigenous crew come and work on it or even be involved in it, it's a really proud thing for them to be involved in with their family.
Obviously, these students wouldn't have known Valiant except maybe through pictures and movies. Not something common on our roads these days.
That's right. It is. It's definitely something that's got a bit of age to it, and it's got a lot of patina. So we're finding that a lot of the parts, when we're coming to work on this vehicle, us and the guys have had to not only restore but remanufacture certain parts that just aren't manufactured anymore. So we're slowly making parts and pieces to make this vehicle run again at the top of its level. So we're trying to do the things the right way with the apparatus that we've got and the parts that are available.
Can confess I'm not a car expert myself, and I don't know much about mechanics, but looking at photographs of the engine bay of the Valiant, I can see that the radiator is mounted in quite an unusual way, longitudinally. It's got also a carburetor. We don't see many of these features anymore.
It's definitely got some quirks about it, and the series of Valiant that it is, it's even got a slant on the engine. So yeah, it's definitely a bit of a collector and a specialist type vehicle. The inside of the vehicle is going to be completely all changed so that they can fit plenty of people in there and go for the street parade.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is our auto electrician apprentices and automotive apprentices will slowly work in with our program, and they're going to fix up some of the electrics so that we can have running lights and all the compliant lights for it to be in the parade. And then the kids from Urara and all the guys from Contaf, they come in and we're doing all the mechanical side. So we're all trying to work in together as a team. But that team is now growing into about 50 people because we're using our apprentices as well as the Contaf kids.
The project has been running for 2 years now. So how many students have been involved altogether?
Probably close to 50 or 60 apprentices altogether, with close to 10 Contaf students.
And this car will be displayed next year?
Yeah. Yeah, so it'll actually be in the street parade next year at the Red Centre Nats in Alice Springs, and also be on display in the pavilion as well.
Yeah. And is it going to be a one-off project, or this is just the beginning of more adventures?
Yeah, this is definitely the beginning of more adventures. So what's happening with these guys, they're coming through our program, and at this stage they're doing a vet in schools program. So what that leads onto is another pathway. We're hoping that we can get them apprenticeships. So a few of the boys that have been involved in the CONTAV program have already approached me looking at getting apprenticeships for next year. So that's how we work it. So these guys come in for the vet in schools program. We spark an interest. Then they go on to being an apprentice. Then eventually they'll end up hiring apprentices and running businesses in town as well.
Wow. So it's it's
definitely a good pathway for these guys. And we find that they're so multi-skilled. The guys that are coming from the communities and stuff, every now and then we have a bit of a language barrier and a few barriers there. But I tell you, in the workshop, they shine like you would not believe.
So you have students working on different components of the projects, panel works, mechanical, electrical, upholstery, they're full gamut.
Yeah, that's right. So we've got auto electric apprentices working on the electricals and the other apprentices working on the mechanical side of it.
Shane Gogan, before we part, would you have anything to add to the conversation?
Yeah, I suppose just that purely just I just want to get across that... Yeah, this is a real good pathway for these guys. Local students for local jobs, that's what we're all about.
Shane Gogan, thank you very much for joining us on NITV Radio today.
No worries, mate. Okay, thanks for your time.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.